Hello, I'd like to welcome you on this retreat of the theme Strengthening the Heart Mind. This is a very, very timely theme where the world is very chaotic and we need to strengthen our heart and mind. To open this retreat, I'd like to give the three refuges and the five precepts, and I'm going to explain about the tips that will help you to create your own container for this retreat and to connect the intention and purpose of this retreat. I'll start with the three refuges. The three refuges are the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Buddha means, literally, it means awakened one. In a retreat context, it means purifying your mind. It means compassion, it means wisdom. So these are the qualities of the Buddha that you can cultivate yourself for the purpose of awakening your mind. We go to the refuge of the Buddha on an ultimate level. The Buddha, of course, is awakened man. But in a retreat context, we want to cultivate the qualities of the Buddha. The Buddha purified his mind from great hatred and illusion. He was having what we call great compassion and had great wisdom. So we need to cultivate these qualities. And we go in a refuge to the Buddha to cultivate these qualities that are accessible to us during this retreat. We go to the refuge to the Dhamma. Dhamma, of course, on an ultimate level, it means the various stages of enlightenment. But in a retreat context, it means cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path, cultivating qualities such as mindfulness, concentration, right understanding, right thoughts, right action, right effort, right livelihood, and right effort. These are the qualities that we need to cultivate during this retreat. And we'll mention some of those qualities. Some of these are intertwined, and the one leads into the other. Of course, as the retreat unfolds, you will see the importance of going to the refuge, the Dhamma, when you really start cultivating these qualities, and you can see the Dhamma, the truth, accessible in your experience. We go to the refuge to the Sangha. In ultimate level, of course, Sangha means those who have attained enlightenment, who have practiced the Dhamma and have attained enlightenment. And those people are there. They are enlightened from the first stage of enlightenment, second, third, and fourth, ultimate enlightenment. Those people have attained all stages, whether lay people or Sangha, convention monks, nuns. These are the people who practice until they attain enlightenment, and then enlightenment day as the Sangha, you go to the refuge too. In terms of the liturgical context, there's a quality of the Sangha. One is harmony, unity, and support. So when we practice this retreat, we need to be harmonious, we need to support each other, and the teacher will be available to support you in this retreat. And also we need to be united. We have a common theme, all of us who are attending this retreat. We have that aspiration to be awake, to attain enlightenment, to be free from suffering and its causes. So we go to the refuge of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then also, after that, I'll give the five precepts. Abstain from killing, abstain from taking what's not given, abstain from sexual misconduct, abstain from telling lies, and abstain from taking intoxicants that leads to heedlessness. These precepts are stated in negative sense, but actually they have a positive quality to them. Like abstaining from killing, we need to cultivate the quality of loving kindness, of compassion towards all living beings. Abstaining from taking what's not given means to be contented, to be generous, let go. And abstaining from sexual misconduct, it means to really, in a positive sense, to control our senses so that we can calm them and tranquilize them and then be at peace with ourselves and others. Abstaining from telling lies, of course, means to be trustworthy, to be honest with even yourself and others. And of course, the fifth precept, abstaining from taking intoxicants and drugs that leads to heedlessness. The positive aspects of that precept is to cultivate soberness, to be mindfulness, to be vigilant, to be diligent in your practice. So I'll take them, I will lead them into Pali and language, Pali language, but you can take them on this retreat. And after that, I will explain more about how to provide yourself with a safe container so that you can benefit this retreat. Okay? I'll start. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saraṇam gacchāmi, Dhammam saraṇam gacchāmi, Sangham saraṇam gacchāmi, Dutyampi Buddham saraṇam gacchāmi, Dutyampi Dhammam saraṇam gacchāmi, Dutyampi Sangham saraṇam gacchāmi, Tatyampi Buddham saraṇam gacchāmi, Tatyampi Dhammam saraṇam gacchāmi, Tatyambi Sangam Saranam Gacchami. Saranam Gamana Sampurna. Then you can repeat Anulante, which means yes, Lante. Then I'll administer the five precepts. Panati Pata Veramani Sikha Padam Samadhiyami. Adinnadana Veramani Sikha Padam Samadhiyami. Kamesu Vichachara Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Musavada Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Sura Miraya Majjapamadatana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. Tisaranena Sabhimu Panchasiddhadam Sattukam Surakitam Katwa Apamadena sampade tabbam sirena sugatiyanti sirena bhoga sampada sirena nibbutiyanti tasma sya visudaye. You say sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you have taken the three refuges of the five precepts. Now I'll give opening remarks of this retreat on the theme Strengthening our heart and mind. Strengthening means to sharpen your spiritual faculties. And we'll talk more about that and some of the things that you need to strengthen your heart and mind. Then the heart means these various qualities or some qualities of the heart, such as loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, equanimity. These are the qualities of the heart we need to be able to deal with this world, which is full of chaos with COVID-19, pandemic, lockdown, curfews. There's a lot of things that are really going on in the world. We need to open our heart to others. We need to open the heart to ourselves. We need to connect with others. For instance, the quality of metta requires to build more of bridges than fences. Since the dawn of history, we have learned how to build fences around ourselves, both psychologically and physically. But the practice of metta requires us to build really bridges to connect with oneself first and then others. This is very, very important for our relationship. We need to connect and interconnect with each other. We are interdependent. What happened in Uganda can affect what happens in the USA. So this is a very, very important quality to develop. Compassion. We need also to develop compassion because people are suffering around the world. And also, we need to cultivate, appreciate joy. Sometimes things go well, we succeed spiritually. We need to appreciate that. We have to appreciate others who are spiritually advancing in meditation and in life. Then equanimity, where we develop a balanced mind so that we are no longer swayed with the coming and going in life. So then strengthening the mind, the quality of the mind, it means to have continuous awareness, to pay attention to what is arising in every moment. So continuity is really the key to the practice. If you want to benefit from this practice, you need to have what you call continuity of mindfulness and pay attention to everything you're doing in your life. So I give a few tips on how to create your container and connecting to the purpose of this retreat and the commitment to do so, so that you gain some benefits of doing this online retreat. I have an acronym that can really help you to remember these tips. I call it silence. So S stands for slow down. So you need to slow down as you go through different activities during the day. Before you sleep, make sure that you slow down every activity, whether brushing your teeth, whether sitting down, or walking, or eating. You need to deliberately slow down. Not the way you do things in an ordinary way in your life, but when you retreat, you treat yourself. You retreat to from different activities that you do ordinarily in your life. So you need to retreat and then try to slow down. Slowing down, of course, with mindfulness. If slowing down is a way to enlightenment, then comedians will be enlightened. But actually, we have to slow down with mindfulness. So as you, maybe you stretch your hand to get some food, then you touch your spoon and bring your spoon and eat, put it slowly in your mouth and then move back to the plate. So every activity should be slowed down with mindfulness. So S stands for slowing down. But also say S stands for silence. Of course, you're at home, not so much control of the sound around you, but you try as much as possible to be silent. More of listening. Silent means, of course, to keep quiet, but it has a couple of levels. One is actually external sound, try to be in an environment that doesn't have so much external sound, but if there's external sound, then you can actually be mindful of the six senses like hearing, thinking, and whatever sound that comes, be mindful of hearing, and then you'll be, of course, practicing meditation, mindfulness of hearing. But silence also, there's the internal sound, the inner chatter, stories that you tell yourself. It's like those background programs in iPhones that you shut off the phone, but this program still running. So I call him inner chatter, or it's chattering, chatter, chatter. And that keeps us unpeaceful. So the key is to make a determination. Really, I will let go this inner chatter and be mindful of whatever is arising in the present moment. So really, sound is not a big problem, but we have to be mindful of it. And then we'll be keeping silence. And silence also means listening to yourself. It's not about keeping quiet only, but listening to yourself, what's arising in the mind in this present moment, and listen to it. Yes. And in silence, we can listen better. So that's a very good tip that will help you to create a container in this retreat. And then, of course, I, in silence, it stands for intention. There's this bigger picture that we all have about the retreat. What's your intention? Why coming on this retreat, online retreat? There's a reason probably that motivated you to come to this online retreat. I know you are experienced practitioners, but there's some intention that you have in order to sign up this online retreat. Maybe your intention to get enlightened, your intention to be maybe peaceful. So you have set up the stage for this retreat. Don't forget about your intention, why you came out to you come to this retreat. But also in a deeper level, it needs to be practiced from moment to moment. Of course, you shouldn't watch every intention that arises in your mind. You will be very restless if you do so. It means in my practice that I found out to be very helpful is to really watch bigger intentions. Like for instance, before I stand up, I'll become aware of the intention to stand up. Before I sit down, I'll become aware of the intention to sit down. So this about to moment, really a precursor to every action. You really be aware of the intention arising in your mind. And then you can increase those intentions, of course, as you go throughout the day. As you open your door, intention to open the door, and you open the door. What this does is it sharpens your mind. Instead of going through the day with low-grade awareness, really you are on top of everything as you watch your intention arising, and then another intention arising, different intention passing away. So really you're practicing what you call mindfulness of the mind when you watch your intention. And that can really strengthen your mind because you are not allowing spaces for the kilesas or mental defilement to invade your mind. So it's one moment after one moment, you are more aware of what's going on in your mind. So you are really sharpening your mind. So this about I in silence, L stands for basically letting go, right? Letting go and unwholesome states of mind. As we meditate, of course, you're going to see yourself when you're doing a retreat. You'll be always surrounded by others. They may not be able to cooperate, and they may make noise, and you may wonder what's going on here, and then you may be carried away by difficult emotions. So the key here in retreating is to let go. Let go and wholesome states of mind. And of course, cultivate wholesome states of mind. You need to let be the wholesome states of mind, but you have to let go and wholesome states of mind. So when you do so, you will gain benefit from the retreat as you practice letting go. Then E stands for effort. In this retreat, it's very, very important to remember that effort, arousing effort, courageous effort, initial effort, and sustained effort is very, very important for the success of any retreat. Even on campus retreat, you need to arouse effort to be mindful of whatever is arising. So you have to pay mindful effort to understand what's going on. So this is very, very important. All the way, you have to use mindfulness to arouse effort. Not too much effort, not too little, but just about the right amount of effort to keep you going throughout this retreat and be mindful of whatever's arising in the present moment. So E in silence stands for effort. You need to arouse effort. This is something that we're going to remind you during this retreat. It will come through words like, can you sustain your attention throughout your maybe breath, from the beginning of in-breath to the end of it? Can you sustain your practice? Can you practice continuity of your practice? This is something that you're going to be reminded. Continuity of your practice means you are arousing effort so that you're not slacking your effort. Then N in silence stands for non-clinging. Non-clinging, it means do not cling on to your experiences. When during the retreat, experiences arise, sometimes you feel a peaceful mind, sometimes happiness, sometimes joy. Sometimes 1 hour sit, you'll be full of calmness, joy. So don't cling on to even such states. Right, so you don't practice what we call clinging. So you need to practice non-clinging. In other words, letting go. This is very, very important, because when you get good experience, let's say joy and happiness, when you're practicing meditation, there's a tendency to hold on and you think that every sit is going to be full of happiness. Meditation doesn't necessarily mean that every sit will be full of joy and happiness. Sometimes you may have a rough time. A rough time, that means difficult emotion arising, restlessness arising. So don't get disappointed. Just know that there's nothing to cling on in this world. Just do not cling. So N in silence stands for non-clinging. Now C in the word silence has many things that will help you in this online retreat. One of them is continuity of the practice, continuity of mindfulness. This means from the time you wake up and until the time you sleep, you practice mindfulness in a continuous manner, not in fits and starts. You know? And especially online retreats, it's very easy to slack. And you really discontinue your practice. No one to watch you, but you are the one to watch yourself. So continuity of practice is very, very important. And when you really watch your intentions, actually it will help you to practice continuity throughout your online retreat. So continuity is very, very important. Because every moment of mindfulness leads to another moment of mindfulness. And that's how you strengthen mindfulness. Right? Maybe low-grade mindfulness leads to medium-grade mindfulness, and then to high-grade mindfulness. So with the continuity of mindfulness, the mind will be calm and peaceful, and then happiness is going to arise. When happiness arises, then concentration will arise. And once the mind is concentrated, it sees things as they really are, as the Buddha said. Then you gain what we call wisdom. And then you have a mind that discerns, that is very strong. The mind will be discerning from unwholesome states of mind and wholesome states of mind. It makes that distinction. And also, once you have that distinction, then you can decide to develop wholesome states of mind and drop unwholesome states of mind. So continuity of practice is very important. It will lead to concentration of the mind, and this is very, 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 very helpful for you when you practice on the retreat, and of course also in the life. And then E in silence stands for expectation free. In this practice, it's very, very important to remember not to expect things. to happen. Of course, you can have aspiration. You can inspire. You can aspire. There's no problem. But when you really start the practice, you need to put the intention there, and you put the effort, and the result will come out of the intention and the effort you have put out. Most of the people always are in a mode of expecting this to happen. They expect enlightenment to happen in this 1 hour. They expect jhanas of deep levels of concentration to happen in the next 20 minutes or next 5 minutes. So people are expectation freak. That's not what you need. You need to be expectation free. Don't expect. Instead of expectations, you can substitute it with aspiration. Of course, it's wonderful to have aspiration to attain enlightenment. There's no problem with that. And you should have those intentions from the very beginning. But once you start the practice, just put out your intention, your attention, your efforts, and all different qualities of the mind that we have discussed about. The results of the practice will come in a due course. Right? Because expectations actually is a form of greed. And that's not what we want to practice during the retreat. So if you really eliminate your expectation and substitute your expectations with aspiration, that will be fine. Because aspiration, I see it as a process, right? And expectation, I see it as oriented, goal-oriented. You're just focusing on a goal, but not the process. So that's the difference. So when you really have these qualities that I've discussed, your retreat will be smooth because you are slowing down, you are set up your intentions and your mindful of your intentions, you are letting go, you are rousing efforts, you are not clinging on to these experiences, you are actually basically following the practice as the Buddha taught. Buddha taught this practice like that, not to cling on to anything. Then you have continuity of the practice, which is very, very important for the arising of deep states of mind. You need to continue to the practice. And then you have aspirations, not just expectations, but you have aspiration to be awake in this lifetime. So when you do that, you will be connecting to the retreat, the purpose of the retreat, strengthening the heart mind. You will be actually tuning into the purpose of the retreat, determination. You will have commitment. You will have character. All those qualities will strengthen your mind and your heart. I hope you enjoy this retreat, and I wish you the best. Thank you very much. May you be well. Have fun this week.